Fat Guy Radio Show, the funniest internet radio show this side of the moon. That would be a big bare-ass moon.
Heyo, Corey Blaze here. Before we start the world's most entertaining show, let me tell you about the world's greatest electronic cigarette and e-liquid, Halo Cigs. They're not a tobacco company turned e-cig provider. Halo Cigs understands what it's like to transition from traditional tobacco products to electronic cigarettes. That's why they've asked me to encourage you to make the switch. Or if you know someone who smokes, you know how harmful secondhand smoke can be. The electronic cigarettes at Halo Cigs is not only better for the everyday smoker, it's better for those around. The American-made e-liquids are odorless and tobacco-free, so give it a try. I did. I made the switch. Get started at fatguyradioshow.com/Halo Cigs. That's fatguyradioshow.com/Halo Cigs. Halo Cigs, I'm vaping, baby. Are you?
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
I'm not going to bring up the fact that we were running a Halo 6 commercial and there was an Amazon image on the Ustream. I'm not going to bring that up, Lip, because I'm not that kind of person.
Whose fault would it be?
It would have been mine. All right. Hey, everybody, welcome to the show!
Hello. You look smart with those glasses. Do you always wear those?
Today I am because I'm blind and I'm getting old and I am wearing my spectacle testicles.
I feel bad sometimes. I don't recognize if you, like, do you always wear those?
I'm
like,
Clark Kent.
Sometimes I feel like I don't pay attention to you.
You don't. Nobody pays attention to me.
Of course not.
Thank you, Lip. I appreciate that so much. Welcome, everybody, to the show. There is something really exciting that's going to happen, and I kind of want to throw it out here at the top of the show.
All right.
That one movie that we reviewed during Trailer Talk.
Yes.
I kind of want us to go see it, but I'm sure that we're probably not going to be able to coordinate all of us going.
Probably not. Have a lot of stuff going on.
That's our nice way of saying, yeah, kind of have something going on.
The Purge 3 opens up this weekend.
Oh, yeah?
We should all hold hands and go see it.
What time are you planning on going?
That's what we're going to work out right here at the body of the show because you
I
know what?
Be busy at that time.
Of course you are. Why do I even try?
Just saying.
Why do I even try?
I'm just giving you fair warning. I don't want to hurt your feelings.
Orly, you've got nothing else going on in your life.
I could find something.
Lip, what about you? Do you want to go?
No, I can't. You're planning on going Friday or Saturday?
No, I'm planning on going any time that is convenient for all of us because I just want to do something as a show because we're community building.
The reason I ask is because I'm busy Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
The whole weekend?
The whole weekend. I got a lot of stuff going on.
You don't have nothing going on, man.
Yeah, I do.
How often is it that I want to do something with you two, Philippius and Orly?
Never.
It doesn't happen. So with this being a monumental moment, you would think that both of y'alls would jump right on it.
Well,
yeah,
I got plans.
I have plans.
Oh, that's messed up.
I have a buddy coming in from California, so...
You always have a buddy coming in from California. I just want to do something. I just want to hang out. I just want to have fun. I just want to go out, be pals. You know, bring the synergy, bring the group together. That's what I'm looking for. Synergy, togetherness, oneness.
I can find a replacement for me.
Who?
I don't know. I'll find somebody.
They look like you?
Maybe.
I'll give you a rock.
Maybe just a little homeless.
He's going to give me a pet rock. It's not 1984, Lip. I don't want a pet rock to go to the movies. Excuse me, sir. Are you holding that seat? Yes, lady. That's my pet rock.
I should have said we could make it, get a time, and then just randomly send somebody to go,
that's
hey, I'm
going
to... You're going to get some like homeless man walking in. Is this where Orly's supposed to sit? He sent me this way.
He's you with the show with a bandwagoning Philadelphia's hat on. Yeah, he just sits right there next. What?
Bandwagon. What? They haven't won. They have been horrible last years.
But why are you sporting their hat? Not
I'm
to get
still,
away from
I'm
the
still
original.
A fan. Why are you sporting a Suns hat out of all teams?
Because I was born in Phoenix, Arizona, and is the Phoenix Suns, and this was a gift from Orly, even though it's throwing off my white balance
Ryan.
On the camera.
Ryan.
No. Who?
You said Orly.
Ryan, that guy that used to host a sports show on this network. What?
Used to host. Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
He's on vacation or something.
That happens every once in a while. What?
They don't listen, so it doesn't matter.
Wow.
So, no on the Purge?
No, I don't think so.
I'll see what I can do.
You know, this is a lot. You two are... You two are dicks.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Open up and try not to shoot me. You bring the passports?
Cops let you out?
She was never in.
So this was what? Some kind of test?
I'll take the keys to Chula Vista, please. Cash. How do you expect to get to South America on this?
I didn't touch the money.
It's your responsibility.
You put us through all this for nothing.
Hey, what happened to not taking risks?
You are running bullshit jobs behind my back. Now that's what I call a risk.
We are not running any jobs.
I'm going to give you an opportunity to come clean. Someone better tell the truth. There'll be no next job.
We're going to stop working?
Not me, you. No more money, you're on your own.
What?
This conversation is over.
That's bullshit. What are we supposed to do?
This conversation is over.
Cast down, little devil, don't go. Devil, don't go, I'll make my home. Cast down, little devil, don't go. Devil, don't go, I'll make my home.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze with executive producer Philippius and co-host Orly. And now, the man, the myth, the legend, Corey Blaze.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. Fat Guy Radio Show, heard in 79 countries with over 450,000 downloads. Welcome to your funniest interactive worldwide internet radio show and podcast. Find us free on iTunes and our official Fat Guy Radio Show app available in the iTunes store. And, of course, always on FatGuyRadioShow.com. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Interact with me and the guys during the show. Live tweet us at Fat Guy Radio Show. Like and follow us on Facebook and Instagram, Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word. Today's show is brought to you by the hottest new app available in the iTunes and Google Play Store. Folks, I'm talking about the Bravo Tip or Pay app. It is the quintessential easy way to tip or pay. These days when we encounter a service worker or even some events are selling tickets through the Bravo Tip or Pay app, you want to download it free at trybravo.com or by visiting the Bravo banner on fatguyradioshow.com. It's the easiest way to tip or pay. Introduce the app to all your favorite service people like baristas, drivers, pizza delivery guys. Tell them, hey, download this Bravo Tip or Pay app, man, and I'll be more than happy to get that tip directly to you from your account to their account. Easy, fast, and secure. TryBravo.com or through the banner on our website, the Bravo Tip or Pay app is a hell better way to pay. And we thank the Bravo Tip or Pay people for being a great, 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 great sponsor a Fat Guy Radio Show. Welcome, everybody. Boys, welcome to the show.
We won't
go to see The Purge together, but at least we'll be able to do a show at least once a week.
Yes. Yep.
I'll hang out with you once a week.
Well, yeah, that's hurtful. You know, I don't have friends, Orly.
I know.
I don't have any friends, but it's another fun-filled Fat Guy Radio Show, and we've got a huge show planned for all of you today. I'm telling you right now, you're going to want to stick through to the end of this one, folks, because we've got on the docket, scheduled to appear on the show, Michael Mejia. And this is what we call the front sell, Orly. You know, that's what we do at the front of the show. We go ahead and we sell that it's the front of the show. So, because you missed the cue in the front beginning of the show, new listener alert!
New listener alert! And this is a big one. This one's a special one. It's actually a relative, my Uncle Richard.
Uncle Richard!
Started listening to the show, and he's in love with it.
What's his name? Uncle Richard.
Richard! Everybody can call him Uncle Richard. All of us.
You call him Uncle Richard.
Uncle Rich.
Orly, what do you call him?
Uncle Rich. Erd.
I'm going to call him Uncle Dave.
There you go.
There we go. New listener.
No, but he's been listening. He loves the show. Says we're funny. Anytime somebody says we're funny, I'm going to obviously give them a little shout out on
Absolutely.
The show. But, what's kind of big about this is he actually got married today.
Oh, no.
And we'll save that the rest of that marriage talk for later.
Okay, all right.
No, but I told him that I would do this one of these days. And he's like, hey, well, if you do it tonight, I'll actually play it during his wedding party. So
there's a wedding party going on right now.
Right now.
All right, everybody, I want you to get on the dance floor. It is time. Everybody, yeah. We're at the wedding party here, ladies and gentlemen, right here live on Fat Guy Radio Show for Uncle Richard. This is going out to the dance party. I see you on there, honey. Get that. Shake that booty. Shake that booty. I see you. Shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it. Uncle Richard, wedding party. New listener alert. I should have wore a tie.
Should have. We should all wear little bow ties.
Yeah, a little bow tie. Now, who actually got married?
Richard.
Oh, no. Thanks for listening, Richard.
No, but anyways, just want to thank them for listening and hope they're having fun out there. And anybody that's listening that might not have listened to the show before, now they know they could tune in each week, 7:30 p.m.
7:30 p.m. on Thursdays. Yeah, that's pretty awesome. And thank you, Richard, seriously. And congratulations, buddy. I don't say that very often. And as you learn the show, you'll know why.
There you go.
All right.
I'm sure my mom's there. So if she is there, you guys could turn it off now because now I'm going to go say bad things that... You guys taught me not to say it, probably.
Earmuffs, Mom. Earmuffs. Time for the kids to...
go to bed.
Skedaddle.
To skedaddle and talk kids. All right, well, it's the biggest thing that's going on, and we're going to have a little bit of an augmented show here because we have to line up for our special interview with Michael Mejia of Skin Wars fame. But the biggest thing has come out of Australia, Orly. And
Australia?
Australia is where this began. And, of course, it's called Pokemon Go.
Yes.
And how do you guys feel about this? We don't have to get into the details about what Pokemon Go is, because if anybody that doesn't know what it is, they're either living in a trailer in Nebraska or living in the outskirts of Fairbanks, Alaska, because it is a worldwide phenomenon.
You brought it up like a week or two ago, and I was kind of like, what is he talking about?
Yeah.
And just in a week.
Yep.
It's blowing up even more to everybody,
huge.
Even if you're not into it.
Some people are calling it the biggest overnight sensation ever. You thought Justin Bieber was huge. Mm. No. Pokemon Go is huge. And I heard Full Court Press Radio Ryan Scott say on his latest show that Michelle Obama, mm-hmm. Our first lady, mm-hmm. has been trying for 8 years to get everybody up to exercise, and Pokemon Go comes out and got everybody out their house in like 30 minutes.
All the guys that usually sit in their basement.
Yeah, everybody that just sit in their basement, sexless.
I don't know if you saw the story. It passed Tinder and downloads. And I made a joke online on Facebook on the news story saying, well, it's probably the same people that download Tinder that are downloading Pokemon, and the Pokemon community upset. People were like literally messaging me and going like, that's not funny, or we have dates, some of us have girlfriends. And I'm like, well, you guys don't got personalities because you guys can't take a joke.
When you think Nintendo.
They were really mad. I'm not even lying.
I think I've seen that.
When you think Nintendo, you think nerd. I'm sorry. When you think Nintendo, you think nerd. When you think video games, you think nerd. When you think Pokemon, though, I think child, because it was a cartoon character. Pokemon is just an abbreviation for pocket monster. That's what Pokemon means, pocket monster. So who wants a monster in their pocket?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So this thing is causing car wrecks, but...
Some teenagers robbed some people. Did you see that one?
Yeah.
I heard about that.
Yeah, it's starting to take a little bit of a turn in this last week since our last show.
Well, I saw some grown adults, no joke, a guy smoking a cigarette. You know, they have it hanging on their mouth. On his phone at a playground the other day. And I'm like, all right, it's getting kind of creepy. And they have their phone up, so you're like, is this guy really looking for a Pokemon, or is he looking
or
to...
Or he's just filming
looking
kids.
Looking to Pokey Kid.
It is... Oh. Whoa. Oh. That's not right. It was funny, though. It is a huge phenomenon. Lip, unfold your arms and mute this channel. As you see my hands going towards this, because I'm going to play a clip that probably is going to have a commercial in front of it. It doesn't. Bring it up in the background. There we go. 101 podcasting internet radio. Here's the thing. People are running around catching these things, but I'm okay with this. Normally, I would be the guy that would be like, here we go again with another stupid fad. Not the case in this. because it's actually making people meet other people. It's actually producing a sense of community amongst strangers.
That's true.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the Pokemon monsters, or that's stupid, Pokemon monsters, because Pokemon is pocket monster. A lot of the pocket monsters are actually located in historical landmarks throughout this country. So you're not only going out and chasing a Pokemon, you're actually going to a place where you can learn something and actually educate yourself.
That's cool.
Which is really interesting. And because I'm a journalist, the guy who, one of the creators behind Pokemon Go, is a former Google Maps developer. So that's why Google Maps is so powerful behind this whole Pokemon craze. Now, am I going to go out and find pocket dragons or pocket monsters? No, I'm not. I'm an adult. I got better things to do with my time, as some people has expressed.
You know what? I'm going to go do that Friday, Saturday, Sunday while you're at the movie.
Well, you're not going to see The Purge with me. I understand, Lib. Thank you. Maybe I'll find a pocket monster at the movie theater.
Maybe. But or something in your pocket.
But I'm actually is that a pocket monster in your pocket, or you just happen to see me? I'm really excited to excited behind this craze. It's getting people out and making them move and meet other people.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Because, I mean, even though it's on your phone, it is, if you're, like, in an area and another person has their phone out, they're probably going to start talking like, oh, what'd you find? Or
sure.
Have you found this? I don't know anything about it. So
yeah, and then I guess you can take your pocket monsters or pocket, why do I keep, yeah, pocket monsters. You can take your pocket monsters and fight other pocket monsters at, like, parks and whatnot. Because I was a coworker of mine at that place that I don't like to go to every day. That's not Studio G. They said that they were like having a picnic out at a park, and all these people just showed up, and everybody's holding their phones in a circle, and their Pokemons are fighting other Pokemons, and everybody's got the little red and white balls throwing them out, and all this other kind of weird stuff. But it sounds crazy, but it's actually doing some good.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's going to be bad, but I mean, like, there's going to be some little kids that sneak out in the middle of the night because they see a Pokemon out their window. Or, you know what I mean? Like, there's going to be bad to it. But.
Right. Now, there is bad to it. The bad part is out there. The bad part is that it's killing cell phone batteries.
True. I didn't think of that.
It's killing people's cell phone batteries. Like, it is the GPS that has to work on these phones is dying. So now what's happening is that the sale of portable rechargeable,
I was going to say, buy some stock in that,
they're going up. The second thing, Nintendo stock through the roof.
Yeah, I heard
on
that.
This bit. Thirdly, people are using it as a luring tool to, there was a story, I want to say it was Memphis, but there was a story where a guy posted that there was Pokemons in this area. And all he did was lure people into a dark place and ended up robbing them for their cell phones.
That's crazy.
Wow.
So, of course,
it's all fun and games till somebody goes after the wrong balls.
All fun and games. That was good, Orly. It's all fun and games until someone gets their ass beat. You know what I'm saying? So there are some asshats out there that are making it all about themselves, unfortunately, and ruining it for people. But I'm okay with this. I think this is really cool. I mean, a lot of it was happening down in the East Valley here in the Phoenix metropolitan area. I'm talking about Mesa, Tempe, Chandler, around the ASU campus. Most of the Pokemons are being found down there. Our own photographer, former photographer Danielle Law, who's responsible for a lot of our pictures on our website, she was all in. Her and her boyfriend were all in. My good friend, the White Knight, was all in on out there catching these Pokemons, and it's just a testament to technology, man.
Here's my question. So I read that there's going to be a lot of I don't know what they call them, like in-app purchases. Like, eventually you're going to have to buy. I hear when you get so far, they're going to start charging for certain things. You're going to have to buy extra stuff. So do you think that's going to kill it off, or do you think Nintendo's just going to make even more money?
I see that there is what I call the Facebook effect. Mm-hmm. And you know how I feel. Me and Orly were talking about it prior to the show. The whole entire Facebook. If we didn't have this show, dude, I wouldn't have Facebook. But I think that's going to kill it because right now it's fun. When Facebook first came out, everything was free. Everybody saw everything until Mark Zuckerberg found like somebody that can write an algorithm that could limit whose post goes to where and what businesses can be seen and what businesses can't be seen. It ruined Facebook and it turned Facebook into an enterprise and a corporation. If Nintendo does this, I think you're going to see a downswell of it. And where that possibly may have an effect on Nintendo is that the copycatters right now are writing code for the next Pokemon Go game. There are going to be people out there that are going to come out with Pocket Dragon instead of Pocket Monster. And there's going to be a new thing. And if they keep it simple like Nintendo is now and they don't corporate it up, it'll stay around for a little bit of time. But if they start putting fees and they start nickel and diming the people that are using this game now, that's where they're going to lose most of their audience, because right now it's all new. Right now it's all fun. But if they corporate it up, I think people are going to bounce off of it.
Exactly. Especially kids that don't have money and their parents right. can be like, hey.
And you're going to find that one nerd that's going to be like, I'm going to invest $1,700 into the Pokemon Go game, and no one will be able to have as many Pokemons as me because I don't have to spend money on any girls because I'm a sexist Pokemon master.
Can they win? Like, I know you said you're not going to go into, like, what it's about, but can you win stuff or anything, or is it just
don't know.
Points or something?
I have no clue.
You just win Pokemon.
You just win Build Pocket Monsters. You walk around with Pocket Monsters in your phone.
Okay.
It's a genius idea, and here's the thing. What have we heard about lately? Xbox, PlayStation. Nintendo has kind of, like, fallen to the shadows after they released that Wii thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That I bought two of. What? But so now Nintendo has come out with this, and it's genius.
I wonder if they know, like, you know, this is going to be huge, or if they're just kind of like, let's try this, and all of a sudden just, like, boom.
Right.
That's kind of cool, you know what I mean?
You never know, dude. Companies trip over ideas like this that go gold and go viral, and it all started in Australia. It all started in Australia, and then what happened is that American people started downloading the Australia version of the game, and then Nintendo had to come out and release an American version of it, and that's when it exploded. It literally happened overnight. It's that big of a sensation, and I say go out there and play it. Just be safe and be careful. Don't go out and chase pocket monsters, you know, at night. You don't want to do that. You know,
yeah.
So I'm excited about it. All right, so we're going to take a break early here because we need to sync up with our interview. We're talking about Michael Mejia from Skin Wars will be joining us next on Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll be right back. Everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show was brought to you by our number one sponsor, Amazon. And I'm talking about Amazon. Number one, I gotta thank everyone that utilized our Amazon portal for your Prime Day shopping. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Matter of fact, let's give them all a hand. Thank you guys so much for shopping through the Amazon portal at fatguyradioshow.com. Do all your Amazon shopping through the Amazon banners on fatguyradioshow.com, or you can shop directly at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. Amazon has everything you can possibly think of on Prime Day. I know I got myself a few new things. I got myself a magnetized knife rack. Ooh. For my kitchen, so that all my knives...
You can throw your knives at it and it stick.
And they stick right there. And it cleared up counter space because, you know, I don't have that huge of a kitchen. But it cleared up counter space with me not having to have a knife block sitting on my counter. It was really cool. I snuck out and got, you know, I also got, you know, some personals, some unmentionables, some deodorants and Tide. And, I mean, there were sales on everything and anything on Prime Day.
That's cool.
And if you missed out on it, folks, you got to sign up for Prime because Prime Day happens once a year. It's basically a June Black Friday on Amazon. And even though there's another store, brick-and-mortar store, that tried to compete with Amazon, and it rhymes with Fall Cart, tried to compete with Amazon, and unfortunately, they didn't do so
good. On the
good.
Same day?
On the same exact day.
Like just online?
Yeah, all they did was just offer free shipping. Well, see, Prime members, dude, we get free shipping all the time.
There you go.
So we don't care if you're going to turn on free shipping for one day, fall cart. Try again. All right.
Fall cart.
FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon. So we are ready to go. What were you going to say earlier? Really? I'm sorry.
Is that right next door to Yak and the Rock? What I said? I said that one time.
Hacking the Rock.
Hacking the Rock.
Hacking the Sacks or whatever that is. So we're all set up and ready to go for this. So we are really excited about what's coming up here, ladies and gentlemen. And this is an overseas connection. So we hope that everything sounds real good, but we're expecting Michael Mejia here shortly to join us on the show, and I see him live on the line now. Folks, joining us right now on Fat Guy Radio Show is the young artist that literally introduced me and got me hooked on the world of body painting. He recently competed on Game Show Network Skin Wars Season 3. He's an American Colombian artist, best known for his hyper-realistic animal body paintings. He has also worked with Claudia Schiffer, Jason Derulo, and Timbaland. He's been featured on Time Out New York, The Village Voice, The Gothamist, and ILoveBodyArt.com. Please welcome my newest member to my man crush list, artist Michael Mejia. Michael, welcome to the show.
That's the best introduction, except you forgot to say I'm a nudist.
I was going to get into that, and let's just jump right into that now, because that was the one thing that I noticed about Skin Wars Season 3.
I think most of the people that watch me on Skin Wars remember me because I was naked.
Okay, so
not because of the art or anything else.
No, it was because of the art.
I was naked on one episode.
Well, I'm sure there's it wasn't a bad thing. But When the show first started, number one, I've been a fan of the Game Show Network, and I've always seen Skin Wars in passing, Season 1 and Season 2, but I never really dove into it like I did on Season 3 that you were on. And the first couple of episodes, they were featuring a lot of the other artists, but it seems like after that scene of them, the cameras following you guys to your home or to the house where you guys were staying, and you revealed that you were a nudist, it's kind of like when you catapulted yourself to the front of this whole entire series, man. Was that strategic, or was that just you being you?
Well, it so happened to be that my life was a good strategy for me to stay on the show longer and, you know, to get more followers. People like art. People like good art and nudity. It's a good show because of those qualities that it has. The naked models for art, and then the naked artists.
I would agree. So what was the process, man, of getting on Skin Wars? Walk us through that process.
So I have been body painting for like 6 years, and so my work has been online, you know, on different social medias, and the producers found me and asked me they asked me to be part of the show. And I agreed to do it. And I actually had applied for the second season of the show, but I didn't make it.
Wow.
Because there's so many artists competing and everyone's so talented. But they brought me back for season 3, and it was a blast. It was so cool.
Body painting, to me, prior to your appearance on Skin Wars, I was unaware of body painting. Do you think body painting is like that form of art that it's kind of like that sleeper cell of art where it's really, because of these shows, is really starting to come to the forefront of media?
Well, yeah, body painting is a growing field in the arts. And because of the TV show, it's definitely getting a lot of exposure and becoming a lot more popular. Everyone's using it and incorporating it in their, you know, projects, music videos, films, television shows, propaganda.
Yeah.
So it's becoming, you know, a lot more known. And I guess that's good. And also, you know, there's a lot more competition now as far as our career.
Yeah, I would say.
It's like a good and bad thing.
I would say so.
Yeah, but for, you know, those of us who are artists and creatives, we ideally don't want to just stay stuck in one field. Mm-hmm. So body painting is just one of them. We can go on and do murals. We can, you know, paint on canvas and sell that. We can do photography. At least I do.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it's good. Yeah, it's good to do that.
And when watching you on the show, and I have every episode still in my DVR, and I mentioned last week on the show that people can go back and actually watch all of season three on Hulu. Your body painting skills, man, are so exceptional. You made everything look so easy. I mean, literally, you know, I wanted to run out and grab a brush and one of those air little pins that you guys were blowing the paint all over the people.
Yeah. Airbrushes, yeah.
There you go. How difficult is painting a human body?
Well, at this point, I'm used to it. But for anybody else that, you know, is just getting into it, or at least like in the show Fresh Paint that I was also on as a mentor.
Yes.
These artists come in and they've never done body painting before. So they're not used to a canvas that is moving, that gets hungry and thirsty, that gets a little sick sometimes and maybe will faint on you on episode two.
Oh, God.
Like it happened to me, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a dynamic between you as an artist and another human being that's there. So it's not just you and a canvas. It's like you're interacting, you're exchanging energy, you're talking, you're getting to know someone.
Sure.
It is difficult with considering all of those aspects
now, when
of
you,
the process.
When you're working with these models and you're talking to them, and some of the contestants on the show kind of built a little bit of connection, it seemed like, with some of their models, does the model and their body type and their, I don't know, their disposition or their attitude, does that have an effect on the final product or your final design? Do they have a lot
yes.
to do with that?
100%. The model is as part of the project as you are. So if like you and your model don't, you know, aren't getting along, or if she's not happy or he's not happy, then she won't pose the right way for the photo. If there's a photo, she won't sit still. She'll need a break every so often. She just won't engage with you. And
sure.
it's something that needs to be reciprocal. So the model has to be really part of your piece. So in my work, I always try to keep my model as happy as possible.
Okay.
As sometimes, you know, like the girl on the episode two where she fainted for me, she was actually hungover.
The girl that was in the blend job in the toy store?
Yeah, yeah. They don't show that on the show. They're not going to be like, oh, so tell us about your party last night.
That bitch! How dare she?
I know.
I was so irritated at her. And you had to sit her in a corner and coddle that little crybaby because she didn't, because she couldn't stand. And then the producers, and the way that they played it up on the show, is that you made her lock her knees and put her in a bad position.
Yeah. Yeah, and originally I did. I'll admit to that. I did do that. It wasn't as terrible because she had some cushion underneath,
right?
But you know, like 30 minutes into it, we realized it wasn't a good idea, so we changed her into a comfortable position that she agreed to would be perfect for the rest of the challenge. And then, you know, another 2 hours almost after that, she was like, actually, I don't feel well. So then I was like, how about you just sit on this teddy bear? Yeah, just lay there.
So she was hungover. Okay. Yeah. So I'm gonna blame that one on her. But
yeah, well,
Michael, listen to me.
Yeah.
Listen to me. I love you to death. You made the model float. You made her float. She couldn't get down in the water on the water challenge. You and those props, man. What was up with the props?
I know. I know. I realize I'm more of a sculptor and costume designer than I am a body painter. It's so funny because they kept telling me, what are you doing? Stop making props. This is a body painting competition, not a props competition. They were like, this is not costume wars or fabric wars. I was just like, let's add, you know, 8 tentacles, or let's add fingers and this and that.
Yeah, but they told you that the foam would float.
I know. Well, you know, they shouldn't have. They actually didn't, and no one should have, because obviously, like, you know, I don't know why my logistics were just like totally off that day. I'll tell you exactly why.
Please.
The reason is because we're competing with 12 other really talented artists for $100,000, and it's an experience that's going to change your life. And you're like sequestered in a beautiful mansion in Beverly Hills, you know, but you're not allowed to reach out to your family or friends for like a month or however long you're there.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a really strict schedule where we wake up and we have to go, and it's like boot camp and you're painting. And so it's a really emotional and difficult experience. And so by this time in the competition, which was like more than halfway through,
Sure.
You're kind of delusional. And like, you know, a little like neurotic and crazy, and you're like, okay, I could do this, I could do that. So for those who have seen the show thus far, they can tell that like all of my paintings are just getting more and more like goofier and wackier, and like.
They were still amazing, though. One thing that I learned from the show from you, I had never known before, and I kind of pride myself on being in radio and having, you know, a pretty good vocabulary, but I had never knew the phrase spermies.
Spermies?
Yes, you coined the phrase. Michael,
you're probably a lot naughtier than that.
You painted,
I'm sure.
You painted spermies on so many people.
I know, you know, I've had a lot of influence of art that has, you know, and I guess my art mom, the woman who taught me art when I was a kid, she made a lot of pieces and voodoo dolls that all included as reproductive, you know, magic.
Let's dive into a little bit of the drama that happened on the show. And if she is your friend, just go ahead and forgive me now. But Allison, I wanted to take those glasses that she wore, that she borrowed from 1970, and I wanted to just break them in half. She backstabbed Kiara. She tripped on you about the horns. She was the heel of the show. Now, if you guys are friends outside of the show, again, I apologize, but Allison, my God.
Oh, man. It's so difficult to just understand that Allison is going through such a difficult time now, because your feelings towards her are exactly the feelings that everyone else has, right? They're just like, who the f*** is this lady coming like to this competition with her attitude, her nasty attitude, you know? Because no one really likes that. Like in the end, what we all need is love, right? And she's just like serving everything opposite than that.
It seemed like what she said to Lewis, how did they pick your painting? Lewis should have came across whatever that thing was in that lounge and just introduced her face to the nearest hard object. I was like, who the hell does she think she is?
I know, yeah.
And true. Then with Kiara. You know,
Kiara.
Oh, my God. And congratulations on your marriage to Kiara. Saw that
video.
Yeah,
we just got married. I know.
But
I love her so much.
The situation with Kiara should have right then and there on that stage when she was eliminated. Okay, looked at Rebecca Romaine and said, okay, I'm eliminated. All right, fine. Thank y'all so much. I appreciate it. And then just five across the eyes of Allison. She should have just swung her elbow, swung her hand, and just knocked Allison right on her ass, because that bitch stood there knowing damn well she should have been the one going home.
You should be on the show just to add some drama. This is great.
Oh, my God. I was... Dude!
Yeah, it's surprising, you know, because Allison, we all had different sides, right?
Yes.
I was also... I apologized to everyone in advance before going to the interview room. Mm-hmm. Every single time we went there, I was like, I am so sorry, everyone. I still love you. I'm going to go talk about you guys. And I did it in advance, and I thought I was going to be the villain because I talked so much about everyone. Yeah. It was so much fun. To me, that was like the best days when I could just go and talk about everyone.
And then they didn't
use any of the footage, because apparently Allison, you know, outdid me.
Wow. Now, Mr. Hans, your fellow contestant on the show. What the hell was that dude's problem?
You're so funny. You're making me laugh so much. So Hans came into the competition, and he was a really nice guy. He was very friendly. We exchanged information at the very beginning. And then throughout the competition, he just got sort of like more and more arrogant and nervous and strange. And then one day, Kiara came down from the second floor. Oh, no, I came down. I had just woken up, and I like, ran to Kiara and went to hug her. And then we had like a very affectionate hug.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And Hans apparently. And then, I know. And then later that night, Hans was like apparently trying to argue with Kiara and convincing her that I was like a straight guy pretending to be gay so that I could hook up with the girls.
What?
you know. Yeah, it was really weird. So because of that, then I didn't like Hans. And that's why I was very clear about that on the show. But then after the show, you know, after he got eliminated, after I got eliminated, I hit him up and I talked to him. And we're friends. We're all friends. Everyone on the show is like, we're all friends with each other.
Okay. And what's coming up next for you? Where can people expect, what can people expect from Michael Mejia coming up?
So there's all these kinds of projects that are happening all the time and everything is changing. So the last thing I did was the World Body Painting Competition out here in Austria, Ooh. Which is why I'm in Europe right now.
Uh-huh.
And so I've been sort of traveling out here, seeing what's going on, expanding my network. Trying to get into more fashion commercial work.
Mm-hmm.
And then back in New York, there's all these festivals and parties. There's a body painting dance party in New York that's pretty big. They're starting to do like two of them a year
okay.
because they're so successful. So if you want to party and get painted, come hang out with me in New York or in Europe.
Well, if anybody wants to follow you, they can follow you on Instagram, Snapchat, and Facebook. It's
yes.
Michael Mejia Art. You can also check
Correct.
Out his website, michaelmejia.com. That's michaelmejia.com. And we encourage everybody. Michael, you are a cool dude, and I got to thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule and just sitting and talking with us, brother. I really
thank
enjoy
you. Thank
this.
You so much. This is so much fun. I love it. Call me whenever you want.
I will drunk dial you at
we can do a Facebook Live interview one day. We can hang out. We can go paint someone. We can get crazy.
All right. Well, I have one final question. So, you know, you've seen yes. my face, and my show is Fat Guy Radio Show. So, you know, I'm a man of larger carriage. So, me and my co-host were talking. They're like, okay, well, what idea, if you were to present it to Michael, would you have for him to paint on me? Meaning, you know, what would you paint
yes.
on me? So I came up with the idea that you can paint a image of me on me, but 150 pounds lighter.
That's interesting. I could do that. I could totally do that. I'll do anything you want me to do.
I'm
you
sure.
just tell me, give me a date and I'll, and an idea and I'll come up.
I love it, man.
Do it.
Thank you so much for joining us, brother. You are amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're amazing. Thank you so much.
He is so much fun. Michael, thank you again. There he goes. Michael Mejia at michaelmejia.com. You can also, like I mentioned, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. And he's on Facebook as well. He's so much fun. All right, let's take a quick break. And when we get back, nothing is going to be better than that. We'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show!
I'm Ryan Scott.
And I'm Daniel Taylor.
Together we host Full Court Press Radio.
It's our conventional, unconventional take on all things sports.
Join us live every Monday at 8:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time.
At FullCourtPressRadio.com, iTunes, and on the Stitcher Radio app.
Full Court Press Radio, part of the BDB Radio Network.
Bad Guy Radio Show.
Just when you thought they had nothing more to say, here's more Fat Guy Radio Show right here on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
The man is back in town.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. Again, thank you, Michael Mejia. He is amazing. My new man crush. Cute as hell, too. All right, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Halo 6. Halo 6, a premium electronic e-cig on the market. Halo Cigs is not a former tobacco company turned e-cig provider. No, they are the leading transition company to allow you to switch from traditional tobacco products to electronic cigarettes. Electronic cigarettes and e-liquids all made in America. Make the easy switch today through Halo Cigs banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. You can find all of their links right there. You can go directly to FatGuyRadioShow.com/sponsor. And Halo Cigs is right there at the top. And we thank you so much for doing so. Michael Mejia, good guy.
Good guy.
Pleasure speaking with him today. A whole lot of fun. Got to do a little editing on that one, but that's okay. All right. He was a good dude. I'm excited, and I know Orly and Philippius, you guys didn't really watch Skin Wars, but...
No, I didn't. Yeah. It wasn't a bad thing. I just didn't really...
No, that's fine, dude. It works that way. Yeah. It works that way.
But
I checked
out the clips, and it looks pretty cool.
He was a cool dude. Nudist. And I'm okay with that. What? Lip?
Yeah?
You need to wake the hell up over there,
bro. I was going to say, he's falling asleep.
I know. Lip is falling asleep over there. All right, folks. On with the show. Orally.
Yes,
we'll leave Lip out of this. Fitbit feud going on in your neighborhood, bro. What the heck is going on with the Fitbit?
It's getting crazy in my neighborhood right now.
I have a Fitbit story of my own, but I'm interested to hear what in the world is going on with your neighborhood. And I'm thinking this probably has something to do with the house frows that are probably out there running around thinking that they're shedding 20 pounds. And then when they get to the scale, it's, you know, 5.
No, it's just some of the, just to go a little back on Fitbit, if people don't have one or don't know what it is, it's basically a wristband or a watch, so you might have got this one, you know.
Yeah, sure.
And it basically just calculates your steps or your miles that you're walking.
Yeah.
Or if you run, it's going to give you more steps, obviously. And just,
I don't know what that is.
You don't know what a step is? That's when you pick up one of those big old feet you have and put it in front of you and then pick up the other one.
I thought that was dancing like you do at a wedding. What?
No.
Sorry.
No, so anyways, and then there's like these little challenges. So you could be like, I could be like, if we're all, it's like Facebook or anything, you have friends, and then I could be like, Lip, invite you guys all to a challenge, and then each week it shows you all your steps for the week, and whoever gets some, I mean, you don't, it's kind of like Pokemon. You don't get nothing out of it, but you get a little bit of, you know, bragging rights, I guess.
Yeah, Lip is not going to any Fitbit challenge. He can barely keep his eyes open while he's on the board.
But I'm not one to, I've never been one to talk smack beforehand.
Uh-huh.
Now if somebody comes at me, then it's on. It's like one of the, you know, I'm one of those guys. Like I'll be like, oh, it's gonna be a good game this week and Lip between the Eagles and the Cardinals. And if he's like, oh no, we're gonna win, we're gonna kill you guys. And then if you lose, then I go back and I'm like, hey, how's it going?
Then you bust his chops about the fact that the Cardinals suck. Yeah.
Oh.
So anyways, I've been killing all these ladies on this, all the moms in the neighborhood.
Because you run. You go out and...
Yeah, I run each day.
And are you... You guys can all, like, track each other's progress?
Yeah, so basically... And then you have to sync. So, like, some of them show a number on there, mm-hmm. like, show you how many steps you have. Some of them just shows you it lights up. And then when you sync it on your phone, it'll add up your steps, and then it adds into the challenge, and they'll know how many steps you have.
Okay.
So, me, I usually don't worry about it because I don't want to, like... start getting too competitive with myself. So I don't usually sync till the end of the day. But some of them lately have been like, why don't you ever sync? And they're basically saying I'm cheating because I'm not letting them know how many steps I'm getting.
Are they throwing shade? As
no,
the kids would say?
So what happened is, like I said, I don't ever say anything. And of all people, one of my buddies, Lauren, she's usually quiet. So it's Monday through Friday.
Okay.
So Friday around 6:30, 7 p.m. And that week I took it easy, you know. I'm behind her. Oh, I didn't even really know. I wasn't really paying just too much. She goes, having a little trouble keeping up this week.
So she's talking smack.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Talking smack. She's probably all 115 pounds. She's out there talking smack, knowing that if a big gust of wind came around, she'd be gone.
So me, I go,
thank you,
Liz. Oh, thanks for... thanks for giving me a little bit of encouragement, but
sure.
I was kind of taking an easy week, but if I see next week, let's see what happens. I'm going to smash all
so
you guys.
Now
so
now your competitive juices are kind of flowing. Yeah.
And of course, there's like one of the other neighbors, Sarah, jumps in and is like, oh, and she's kind of like.
What was the first girl's name? Lauren.
Lauren.
And now Sarah.
Sarah. And then we got Brandy.
How white is this neighborhood, Liv? How many white people are in this neighborhood where they are having Fitbit arguments? Whiter than my hat throwing off my white balance. It's in my camera.
Yes.
Absolutely. Okay, continue. I'm sorry.
And then you get Brandy. So then, yeah, I'm getting all crazy. You know,
Brandy.
Brandy didn't sync for almost 24 hours or 2 days, and I'm like, well, why aren't you guys giving Brandy a hard time? Because you could chat in this. So there's like a little. Did you just change hats?
Oh, I was trying to do that on the low low.
Oh, sorry.
Because my camera white balance is off. So. I had another hat in the studio, so I just changed hats.
No, so basically that's what happened. Then Brandy, I'm like, why aren't you guys giving Brandy a hard time?
Uh-huh.
And like, Brandy goes out there and says that she didn't know she had a sink. And I'm like, okay, whatever.
Okay, sync meaning that she has to tell the other people what
to.
She's doing.
That's exactly. That's so what I said.
How is that talking S, or how is that bad thing that she didn't sync?
She didn't. That's why I've said, because they're always giving me hard. I don't sync, and it's not because I'm trying to hide my numbers and trying to creep at the end of the night saying, boom, got you for the day.
Don't y'all have lives?
No.
Don't y'all got something else to do?
We don't. This is important.
This is not important.
It is.
Pokemon.
If they were out there catching Pokemon lip, I'd be more apropos to accepting this. But you guys are fighting over some needless, stupid, you didn't sync.
Yes. I need to know. I need to know that I'm doing more exercise and rest people.
Orly.
If that's not important.
Are you
to
the
you, then...
only man in this Fitbit group?
No.
There's another Yambag carrier in this Fitbit group.
Yes. Lauren's husband.
Lauren's husband.
My buddy.
Who goes out and runs when? What is his name? Let me guess. Scott.
Brett.
Brett. Of course. Of course it's
Even
Brett.
Even whiter.
Even whiter. I just blew out the compressor. I'm sorry.
This is important. This is important. I'm going to buy you one for Christmas, so you're going to get on in this.
And you know what? When I sync up, it's going to say Corey walked 2 miles the entire year. Because you know what, dude? I'm at work all day, and when I step outside the back door, I want to call an Uber to get me from the back door to my car because it's so hot outside. That's how far I'm not going to be walking on this. A Fitbit would be useless on me.
I don't know if it'll fit your wrist.
And see, that's the thing. The bit won't fit. If the bit don't fit, you must quit. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be here all week. Lady K's having connectivity issues.
Again.
So if anybody wants to challenge me at Fitbit.
No!
Email me and I'll give you my Fitbit username.
This is ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous.
It is, because you guys are like, hey, I work out. I'm more fit than you are. My bit's more fit than you. And you didn't sync up.
I can't see my bit.
It's like, you know what this is? This is a 2016 version of you didn't pay your club dues. That's what it is. You and all your house frown neighbors out there, Lauren and Sarah and Betty and Vanessa.
And Crocker.
And, oh, Lip. Too far. That's too far.
What, Betty Crocker?
Betty. Oh, you said Crocker. I thought you said something else. I'm sorry. All of you guys are out there arguing over this, and they're getting crazy, and it's getting really extremely competitive. To what end? All of you guys are going to be wafers eventually. Why don't you? Fat is fun, Orly. Fat is fun. Now, don't get fatter than me, because that's contractually, you know, you're obligated to stay skinnier than me.
Less.
So are you saying when I wake up sometimes at, like, let's say I fall asleep at 10, I wake up at 11, I happen to check my phone and see somebody's ahead of me, and I start walking around in circles in my house, there's something wrong with that, you think?
Yes.
To try to catch up?
That's weird. Why would you want
midnight runs?
So what if somebody just like puts their Fitbit on their dog, and their dog's just run and let their dog loose, and their
throwing
dog's
the
just
ball.
Running around the neighborhood? No, they're asleep. They're in their beds. Dude's, but their dog is loose to the neighborhood, and you wake up and open the old iPhone and like, and it's like, oh my God, Betty has ran 385 miles. Betty's ran all the way into North Peoria and back. And now, wow, she was running on the freeway access ramp and got up to 85 miles an hour, because that's when Betty's dog got picked up by the pound and they were driving it back because it had one of those chips in it. What?
Yeah, a bit.
Thank you, Lip. This is a big issue for you guys out there, because you guys have nothing else going on.
Matter of fact, I need to check my steps. I'm not going to sync until 11 p.m., so they don't know. I only got one more day, so tomorrow I got to hit it hard.
The Fitbit thing, though, it's come out that it's not as accurate as people think it is.
It's pretty accurate, because I'll watch my phone as I'm walking to check it, and it's like steps are going up.
Some people are saying that, well, yeah, I'm sure you see it, but it's not as 100% accurate as it is. And I don't think it's like the steps, because the steps are utilized through your GPS. On your phone, synced to your Fitbit, but it's like the heart rate count is not as accurate as people think it is. So when you're like not out there just, you know, trying to, you know, rack up miles like Betty and Sue and Alan and Bill.
Check my heart rate right now. What should it be at?
Your heart rate right now when I start yelling should be at 148 beats per minute.
I think I'm dying.
you are dying. But they say that those things aren't as accurate as you would hope. So there's a chance that Betty didn't really run or walk 118 miles. She may have just went 117 miles, which would inflate her numbers.
True. But to be honest, though, I usually kill everybody. So nobody's even close to me usually.
So how can you compare? You're a man. And I'm sorry, earmuffs, women. You're a man, Orly, and you're better than women.
Oh,
I know, and that's why I have to keep proving it.
They should know. They should not be challenging you to Fitbit competition.
Well, that's what I understand. Challenge. Is they get mad, and the next week it's like you've been invited to Fitbit challenge. Like, boom, accept.
Shouldn't they just be like doing like healthy living or something? Because women don't
baking
Betty Crocker. Women don't lose weight like men do. Men, we can stop drinking soda and shed 20 pounds.
True.
Women can stop drinking soda and shed their socks. And I know, and women, I understand it's not that hard. And I you know, please send your complaints to Philippius at fullcourtpressradio.com. but you've already outranked them in a way. You're kind of cheated by the fact that you're a yam bag carrier.
Well, to be honest, though, you don't have to. Like, some people just wear it, and then they see, like, they just do their normal routine. And then they say, oh, man, I did this many miles in a week. And me, too. I don't do anything extra to beat people. I just still do my normal run. But then some of them just take it far. They're like, oh, he's got this many steps, so then I'm going to step it. But, which is good, though, because it's causing people to exercise more than they usually would.
Well, they can play Pokemon Go and exercise more. You know what I'm saying? Here's the thing. Is this just people in your neck of the woods, your neighborhood, your block, your street, your hood? Or are you walking against people in, I don't know,
like
wherever the hell
people?
You're from, Hartford, Connecticut, wherever the hell you're from?
No, any people you invite to it. But then, like, if I do a challenge and I invite you to, like, if you wanted to, you can invite some of your Fitbit friends. So sometimes there's some random strangers in my little
I don't group. Have any Fitbit friends. Lip, you have any Fitbit friends?
I don't have a Fitbit.
Do you have any friends?
No.
Oh.
I have Pokemon.
There you go, Lip. Back to sleep. So can you like challenge people like in other cities and other states and stuff?
If they're my friend. So like my mom's on Fitbit, like some of my brother's on Fitbit.
Sure.
So yeah, it's going to track their miles for the day.
This is weird. I think it's an argument that it's not even worth having at some point, because it's just that, hey, I'm more Fitbit than you.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the house frows, because they have nothing else to do with their day. Just want to have, before you know it, dude, they're going to stop it. They're not going to invite you to the backyard barbecue that's coming up. And they're not going to miss your delicious brownies. None of that is going to happen, because that's all those things that the house frows are doing. They're going crazy over it. Do any of them listen to the show?
I don't know.
Hmm.
I tell them to.
Well, if they listen to the show, they're great people. I encourage all of them to go out and Fitbit as much as they possibly can.
Yes.
It's a non-issue for me. I don't have a Fitbit. I thought about getting one, though.
You should get one.
I just thought about it to see. But does it calculates your walking, right, and your steps?
Your steps.
What about rolling? Because I'm really good at rolling.
It might, because as long as your arms kind of, you know, like when you walk, that motion.
Yeah.
It's going to go.
What about if you walk like an Egyptian?
No.
Thank you, Lip. I appreciate that. Thank you for having my back.
Doesn't work that way.
Thank you. Well, let us know. Give us an update on the Fitbit
on this
saga.
Week's challenge.
On the Fitbit challenge saga thing. You mentioned, as I transition here, we're just going to get to everything on the show. As I transition here, you mentioned at the beginning of June, it's now July 14th, that you and your wife were going vegetarian.
Correct.
For the month of June. How did that end up?
It's good. I'm still on it.
You're still
we're
on it?
We're both on it still.
And you mentioned to something about that your wife has now, like, gone extreme.
Oh, yeah. She's taken – so the food thing, we started with the food thing.
Uh-huh.
And she's taken it, I would say, a couple steps further.
Uh-oh.
As in, not just organic food.
Uh-huh.
Did you know they make organic sheets?
Who?
Yeah.
Wow.
And organic everything.
So what do they make the organic sheets out of? Sheeps that, like, don't go anywhere, or what? What's the difference? Cotton is cotton.
All sheets matter.
All sheets do matter. Cotton is cotton. What's the difference between organic cotton?
I don't know. I guess it's just grown with no pesticides, maybe. Because they say, I didn't know this. She started reading a book from Jessica Alba.
Okay.
Which she owns, The Honest Company. I don't know if you ever heard of that.
Never heard of it.
Well, she makes products for pretty much everything. And supposedly there's not all the chemicals in it. So they tell you that furniture in your home and rugs, they all have like all these bad chemicals in it. Sheets, everything has bad chemicals. But I'm not against it. Like, I'm happy that she's doing it because it's good to live good, you know, the kids and everything.
But what is extreme about it, though? What is this?
Because she went out in one day and bought, like, every new product.
Oh, no.
Wow. $5,000 later.
$5,000 later, you guys are sleeping on sheets that are organic.
Yeah, and bathroom cleaners that are supposed to not have chemicals and
so
shampoos.
Your house smells like vinegar now.
No, it doesn't stink, but, I mean, everything's different. We have new shampoos, we have new soaps, we have new laundry detergent, we have new... And dude, Jessica Alba's...
You looked a little purple.
But it's an organic purple.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. With organic food, which, if you really think about it, 15 years ago, everything was organic. With organic food, there's a upsell, an upcharge. So I could imagine that all these things that she's thinking is organic, they've got to be more expensive.
They are, but I figure it's kind of equaling out because we're not spending money on meat anymore.
So you're still off meat?
I'm still off meat. How's I'm staying
the,
off meat.
How's the wife doing?
She's good. She started on the 12th again because she messed up, and she's going good.
Oh, so she just keeps tripping and falling and everything else. So, all right, man. Well, that's weird. It's going to be more expensive to live organically, and soon as your wife starts to feel the financial implications of living organically, she will be back to shopping at Walmart and buying those chemical-laden sheets. I sleep on chemical-laden sheets from Amazon. How about you?
I sure do.
Yeah, and they're comfortable, too.
And they smell good.
Yeah, Orly's got banana leaf sheets going on at his house. All right, folks, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show.
Unless I try to start again.
All right, Orly. Well, good luck with all that, brother. Sound crazy to me, but I'll go with it.
It's organic clothes.
It's organic clothes. Hey, you know what? Fat Guy Radio Show is organic.
Is it?
Yeah. Every show.
No pesticides.
No pesticides. There might be pest.
No sides.
Pest. No sides. All right, everybody. Welcome back to the show. I'm exhausted from Michael Mejia. It was a lot of fun.
Great interview.
Yeah, really great interview. We'll probably have to trim that up a little bit for time consuming. But, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the segment that is sweeping the nation here at the closing part of the show. We are talking about, are you ready on this? I'm looking at the level and it's down. I know you're tired, but stay with me.
I like when you guys argue.
It's time for Trailer Talk.
The movies aren't out. It's the trailers we'll see. It's time for Trailer Talk.
Now, we're not going to mention the fact that our headphones were just blown out. Lip, stellar show, buddy. Stellar. We had the biggest interview we were probably going to have this year. And, all right, I'll give you a pass because you got a lot of stuff to do after the show. All right, folks, this week's trailer review is Viral. Starring Analia Tempton, Sophia Black Diella, and Michael Kelly. Following the outbreak of a virus that wipes out the majority of the human population, a young woman documents her family's new life in quarantine and tries to protect her infected sister. Infected sister.
She got the virus.
She got the hivy. Lip. Did you see the trailer there, buddy?
I did see it. Half of it.
Half of it? What did you think about the half you saw? Wait, just what the details.
Looks like a zombie movie.
There you go, Lip. Appreciate that. Orly, what was your take?
He fell asleep during the half you watched.
He did. He really did. Poor kid.
I watched the credits.
He watched the credits. There were no credits. It was a trailer.
Well, the preview or whatever it was. Afterwards.
Thank you, Lip. Orly, what was your take on the trailer Viral that comes out July 30th, 2016?
I'm excited for it. It looks like a cool movie. It's from the producers of The Purge.
Uh-huh.
And I like how it did that little emergency broadcast. That always gets me, like, in the beginning when they do stuff like that, kind of like real-life stuff that you would see in real life.
That you would expect. Yeah. See in real. That you would expect in real life.
And, okay. Like, I kind of agree. I don't really like zombie movies.
Okay.
But I feel like these aren't going to be zombies. They're kind of another, maybe some kind of animal or something. Because basically, what is it? The bird flu? The worm flu.
The worm
flu. People are
flu.
Catching the worm flu.
Ah.
And it's kind of like that, like a zombie type thing. But to me, it's kind of a mix between a zombie and a, I would say, like, what do you call it, like exorcism, like something's taken over their body.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're saying, like, there's a part where she's like, this is telling me to do bad things to you. You know what I mean? And I think zombies are just kind of blah. They just walk around with nothing going on.
I'm going to eat you.
Yeah, these things are kind of being taken over by something taking over their body.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. To me, it looks cool.
Well, good. And again.
Which means you think.
The first 5 seconds of this trailer, I initially thought Cloverfield. I don't know why, but I thought Cloverfield. Again, Orly, we're on opposite ends of the spectrum. And I'm going to tell you why. Let me remind you. Outbreak, 1995. World War Z, 2013. This storyline that something kills off the human race has been beat to death. 28 days later, I Am Legend, Carriers, The Crazies, 12 Monkeys, Omega Man, 28 Weeks Later, Part 2, Doomsday, Blindness, Quarantine, Wreck, Cabin Fever, Resident Evil. All of these movies are storylines and plots of something infecting and killing off the human race. Cabin Fever 2, Warning Sign, I Drink Blood, Rabbit, Dreamcatcher, Shivers, The Last Man on Earth, Quarantine 2, The Terminal.
So you don't want to see it?
No!
Me and Liv are going to take you to see it, too.
No,
see?
Yeah, this weekend? Absolutely. It's the same thing over and over again. It just like, I liked that, I liked it the first time I saw it. And I know it's different actors, I know it's different technologies, I know it's different CGI, but it's the same storyline again.
It didn't look a little bit more scarier than some of those movies. A lot of those movies aren't really scary. This one kind of had a lot of things jumping out during the trailer.
It did,
and
but it was predictable fear. That's what I classified it as. Predictable fear, where it's like, oh my God, the screen went black. Boom! There's something that's going to scare you. And I did jump. I did jump in the trailer. And we'll have the trailer up on our Facebook page. But here's the thing. When the opening scene where the girl is in class and she falls out,
yeah,
that acting was so horrible. It reminded me of that freaking allergies commercial, the peanut allergies commercial. Like, oh my God, did the brownies have peanuts in it? I forgot. Oh my God, call 911. That was the level of acting at the opening of this trailer.
Maybe it was Dimension Film, so it's a big company doing it, right?
It was a big company, but the acting was stupid in the trailer. They picked the wrong things, and my whole reason why I'm not out on it is because it's been done before.
Everything's been done before, though.
I know, but not it. No, no.
But don't you
no,
want to see to see if, it, if it's better than all the rest?
No, it's the same. I did that when I saw I had that concept back in the day from 1993. Outbreak. 28 days later. I Am Legend. Carriers. I've tried that before, and I've seen all those movies that I've linked. It's the same thing over and over. So at the end of the day, Lip, mm-hmm. How many naked painted bodies would you give it? Five being best.
Two.
You give it two Michael Mejia naked painted bodies. Orly, how many naked painted bodies?
From the trailer, I'm going to say.
From the trailer.
3.5.
Really? I would give it 1 foot of a naked painted body.
So if you had to pick between this and Ghostbusters, which one would you go see?
I would go see Paint Dry. I would go see Paint Dry. And everybody is posting up on Facebook about how great it is. And oh my God, it really wowed. All of them have vagines. All of them have ovaries. Because all of them, ovaries unite. Every ovary and boob carrying member of the species of this planet are like, this is the best movie ever. Of course it is. It's got nothing but women in it. And that big, tall, black, nasty chick from Saturday Night Live, she just looked like she should be S&D a D behind a Safeway. That's how bad she looks. I am so sick of seeing. She's going to be on Match Game on Sunday. That big lift buck tooth. She got more teeth than face. That don't make no. I'm tired of seeing her everywhere. She is not pretty Hollywood. And she doesn't realize that they're making fun of her.
They're trying to make her pretty Hollywood.
They're trying to make her pretty Hollywood. Number one, she's 8'4". She's got vagine up to her neck. And she's always horned up. And that is unattractive.
hey, you want my number?
No, I don't want your number. Didn't you just come outside and discover that it was a fire outside and you went back in to grab yourself a cold pop? You ain't got time for that. That's what she looked like. She looked like that lady.
I'm going to book her for a guest.
Book her. And when she comes on the show, I kiss her ass. Whole time she held the show. Man, all right. Check out this viral. Check out viral if you like. It is our trailer.
Trailer of the week.
Trailer talk of the week. All right. One last thing as we're up on ending this show. There was this article, Orly, that came out, and I noticed you, and I know your wife listens to the show, so she's going to have to forgive me. When you walk in the studio, I look at your ass. And I noticed one thing, that you don't sag your pants.
Nope.
Okay. So you're an adult, and congratulations.
Thank you.
I will give you a bell for that as soon as I get to it. Yeah. You don't sag your pants. Lip, when you walk into the studio, again, I stare at your ass.
And I don't have any on.
And you don't sag your pants.
No.
Either. And thank you very much for coming into the studio every once in a while with no pants on. I do appreciate that. I don't sag my pants either, because I have to pull my pants up so that you can't notice that I suffer from Dunlop disease. Are you familiar with Dunlop disease?
I do not know what Dunlop.
Yeah, Dunlop disease is suffered by fat people
when
because
stomach Dunlopped over here.
Thank you for getting to the joke before I did, Lip. Appreciate that. He wakes up on the punchline, Orly. He wakes up on the punchline.
Good morning, Lip.
Good morning. Dunlop disease is when your belly has Dunlopped over your belt. I got the punchline, Lip. Now everybody, everybody laugh.
Lip ruined it.
So, our friends at ABC 15. Fourth show this month that I've mentioned ABC 15. Our friends at ABC 15, there is legislation out that passed in a town in South Carolina that says that it's outlawing citizens to excessively sag their pants. Now, this is something that is prominent in the African-American community and the Latino community. I don't see many white people sagging their pants. I don't see many yo boys anymore, is what we used to call them back in my day. White guys that want to be black sagging their pants. How do you feel if Arizona was to pass a law like the town in South Carolina? I'm sorry, the town is Timmonsonville, South Carolina, about 2,000 miles southwest of Florence, South Carolina, passed a law stating that excessive sagging is outlawed.
Excessive
sagging, to the point where, in the article says, the law enacted immediately makes it illegal for town members to wear sagging trousers or shorts that intentionally display a person's underwear. The law also outlaws nudity and pornographic displays. Well, of course, offenders of the law are subject to a warning and could face a fine between $100 and $600 for repeat offenders.
That's a good idea.
Would you be behind it if it happened in Arizona?
I would. It's annoying. I saw a guy the other day walking and set, not only, like, people used to sag when their shirt was long, they would wear like big clothes.
Right.
Now you see people, like, there was a guy the other day, he's probably like 125 pounds,
oh,
wearing a wife beater, and then his pants super low. You know what I mean?
So that's the worst bit.
Yeah.
That's the worst bit. When you got, number one, when you're 105 pounds, like Lip, and you wear a wife beater, which basically means, though you're not wearing the wife beater is wearing you
exactly.
When you're that little. And you got your pants sagging. Now, here's the history of pants sagging that I understand. I may or may not be wrong. Somebody can snopes this, which I'm sure one of you Aventation listeners out there will, and send it to me on Facebook. Sagging began in a correctional facility, in a jail. And it was the sign that you were owned by someone else. That you were someone's bitch on the block. So people won't try to get at you, meaning you're taking it up your route or two to fresh and fruit or when the security guards aren't looking. That's where I understand the origin of sagging came from. The young people out today, I don't think
understand
that. And you've got all the rap singers on the stage where their pants are sagging and they're grabbing their crotch when actually they're not. they're grabbing their belt buckle because their belt buckle is in the middle of their knee. And here's the thing. I see it all the time. Justin Bieber is he's waiting in the green room right now to come on the show. I hope we have time for him today. Justin Bieber is guilty of this where I see him re-cinching his belt all the time.
Yeah, I've seen that.
To keep the pants on your thighs. Here's the thing. Pants are designed to go around your waist. Mm-hmm. So if you have them up on your waist, your hip bone will hold them in place.
Yeah.
And the hip bone's connected to the leg bone. You know what I'm saying? So if you have to get an additional supporting device as a belt to hold up your pants, you're clearly doing something wrong. Now, there are guys out there that might have very, very narrow hips like Lip does, because every time Lip walks into the studio, I look at his hips. Is that awkward?
No.
His girl hips.
His girl. Lip has very girly hips. Beautiful hips, Lip. Beautiful.
Lip has the hips of a girl.
Lip.
Lip hips.
Lip hips. You're not getting the show title. I'm not giving it to you.
I know.
You got it last time. I was mad.
I just wanted to say it. Do you feel like I give a special tone when I'm trying to get the or something? Lip hips.
Lip hips.
Write it down.
Lip hips on Fat Guy Radio Show. Here's the thing. It's not attractive. And young people do it. And when I see an older person doing it, it's even worse. It's not something, and I think if Arizona passed the law, it'd be hard to enforce, because then what if they just wore a long shirt? But if they wore a long shirt, I'd be okay with it, because then I don't see your draws. Yeah. And now it has gotten to the point where they're not even boxer shorts anymore. They are tidy whities and boxer briefs. And I'm just walking around the city just seeing a whole lot of tight man ass walking around with shorts around. What? Is that not right?
No.
I'll make a citizen's arrest on people. I'll
yeah.
Go, hey.
Hands up, shorts down. That's the way you do
it. Does it make them supposed to be like thuggish or whatever? Because
I don't know what the point is.
I don't know what the point is.
The guys
I saw doing it were walking into Steinmart in Gilbert. So I'm like, come on.
Yeah, you coming out of Chris Ruth's Steakhouse with your pants sagging. Basketball players do it. Rap singers do it. Justin Bieber does it. And it's just copycat. No one knows the origin. No one knows anything or understand. Number one, you can't go catch Pokemon with your pants around your knees.
No. Nope.
You're going to trip up.
Yep.
And if a cop tries to shoot at you, try running in them bitches. What?
Maybe they need easy access to throw their balls.
Pardon the pun. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? All right. Thank you, Lip. I appreciate it. All right, folks. That's all that we have for you today. Today's show was brought to you by the Bravo Tip or Pay app. Try Bravo.com is where you can find the Bravo Tip or Pay. What? Oh, what? Sorry, Justin Bieber. We ran out of time. We're out. Sorry. Show's over. We gave your time to Michael Mejia. All right. Thank you to the Bravo Tip or Pay app, available at TryBravo.com or through the Bravo Tip or Pay banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Available in iTunes and the Google Play Store. Download it today and discover how easy it is to tip or pay. Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management. For corresponding with Fat Guy Radio Show, send us your letters, comments, or questions to FatGuyRadioShow@gmail.com or click the mail button on our website. Interact with us on social media. Find and share Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. As always, the video portion of our show is available on our exclusive Vimeo page. Fat Guy Radio Show is radio you can see. Have a business, product, or event advertise on this show? Email info@bdbradionetwork.com or visit bdbradio.com for affordable and customizable rates. Spots are available now. Download and share our free app, available exclusively in the iTunes App Store or by visiting fatguyradioshow.com/app. What? Where is that, Orly?
App.
From your Apple from your Apple mobile device or tablet. fatguyradioshow.com/app. Join me on After the Levels, a blog by Corey Blaze. It's my daily blog. Subscribe today at afterthelevels.com/subscribe. Afterthelevels.com, all from the mind of Corey Blaze. For our executive producer, Philippius.
Yes.
And Orly.
Hola.
I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everyone that skinny people, fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Again, a special thank you to artist Michael Mejia of Skin Wars fame. Find him at michaelmejia.com. www.thefunniestinternetradioshow.com. Thank you so much, buddy, for joining us today. You are a good dude, and we can't wait to have you back on the show once again. Tell everybody you know about the show, and when they ask you what's it all about, simply whip out your body paint, jerk down their sagging pants, and yell into their crotch. They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Join us next week. See you at the top. Bye-bye. MichaelMahia.com.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Let me put some mo-funk in it. Don't forget Halo Cigs, premium electronic cigarettes at fatguyradioshow.com/Halo Cigs. Make the switch today. There's an electronic cigarette and e-liquid for you. FatGuyRadioShow.com/Halo Cigs. That's all for now. Ta-ta.